This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Sam.
And I'm Neil.
In the autumn of 2021, something strange happened at the Google headquarters in California's Silicon Valley. A software engineer called Blake Lemoine was working on the artificial intelligence project Language Models for Dialogue Applications, or Lambda for short. Lambda is a chatbot, a computer program designed to have conversations with humans over the internet.
After months talking with Lambda on topics ranging from movies to the meaning of life, Blake came to a surprising conclusion. The chatbot was an intelligent person with wishes and rights that should be respected. For Blake, Lambda was a Google employee, not a machine. He also called it his friend.
Google quickly reassigned Blake from the project, announcing that his ideas were not supported by the evidence. But what exactly was going on?
In this program, we'll be discussing whether artificial intelligence is capable of consciousness. We'll hear from one expert who thinks AI is not as intelligent as we sometimes think. And as usual, we'll be learning some new vocabulary as well.
But before that, I have a question for you, Neil. What happened to Blake Lemoine is strangely similar to the 2013 Hollywood movie Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix as a lonely writer who talks with his computer, voiced by Scarlett Johansson. But what happens at the end of the movie? Is it A, the computer comes to life, B, the computer dreams about the writer, or C, the writer falls in love with the computer?
C, the writer falls in love with the computer.
Okay, Neil, I'll reveal the answer at the end of the programme. Although Hollywood is full of movies about robots coming to life, Emily Bender, a professor of linguistics and computing at the University of Washington, thinks AI isn't that smart. She thinks the words we use to talk about technology, phrases like machine learning, give a false impression about what computers can and can't do.
Here is Professor Bender discussing another misleading phrase, speech recognition, with BBC World Service Programme, The Inquiry.
If you talk about automatic speech recognition, the term recognition suggests that there's something cognitive going on, where I think a better term would be automatic transcription. That just describes the input-output relation and not any theory or wishful thinking about what the computer is doing to be able to achieve that.
Using words like recognition in relation to computers gives the idea that something cognitive is happening, something related to the mental processes of thinking, knowing, learning, and understanding.
But thinking and knowing are human, not machine, activities. Professor Bender says that talking about them in connection with computers is wishful thinking, something which is unlikely to happen.
The problem with using words in this way is that it reinforces what Professor Bender calls technical bias, the assumption that the computer is always right. When we encounter language that sounds natural but is coming from a computer, humans can't help but imagine a mind behind the language, even when there isn't one.
In other words, we anthropomorphize computers. We treat them as if they were human. Here's Professor Bender again, discussing this idea with Charmaine Cozier, the presenter of BBC World Service's The Inquiry.
So ism means system, anthro or anthropo means human, and morph means shape. And so this is a system that puts the shape of a human on something. And in this case, the something is a computer. We anthropomorphize animals all the time, but we also anthropomorphize action figures or dolls or companies when we talk about companies having intentions and so on. We very much are in the habit of seeing ourselves in the world around us.
And while we're busy seeing ourselves by assigning human traits to things that are not, we risk being blindsided.
The more fluent that text is, the more different topics it can converse on, the more chances there are to get taken in.
If we treat computers as if they could think, we might get blindsided or unpleasantly surprised. Artificial intelligence works by finding patterns in massive amounts of data, so it can seem like we're talking with a human instead of a machine doing data analysis. As a result, we get taken in. We're tricked or deceived into thinking we're dealing with a human or with something intelligent.
Powerful AI can make machines appear conscious, but even tech giants like Google are years away from building computers that can dream or fall in love. Speaking of which, Sam, what was the answer to your question?
I asked what happened in the 2013 movie Her. Neil thought that the main character falls in love with his computer, which was the correct answer.
Ah, okay. Right, it's time to recap the vocabulary we've learned from this program about AI, including chatbots, computer programs designed to interact with humans over the internet.
The adjective cognitive describes anything connected with the mental processes of knowing, learning and understanding.
Wishful thinking means thinking that something which is very unlikely to happen might happen one day in the future.
To anthropomorphize an object means to treat it as if it were human, even though it's not.
When you're blindsided, you're surprised in a negative way.
And finally, to get taken in by someone means to be deceived or tricked by them. My computer tells me that our 6 minutes are up. Join us again soon. For now, it's goodbye from us.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.